Welcome to 3 and 3, three key facts in 3 minutes or less on the topics you care about most. Watergate. Key fact number one. Who actually bugged the Watergate Hotel? The Watergate Hotel was bugged by five individuals working for the committee to re-elect the president, Nixon, at the time. They were arrested during the burglary. There was speculation that Nixon advisor and former Attorney General John Mitchell ordered the break-in. No one was ever charged with actually ordering the burglary. Key fact number two. President Nixon did not order it or even know about it. Of the 35 witnesses who appeared before the Senate Watergate Committee, not one accused President Nixon of knowing about the Watergate break-ins in advance. This is all further substantiated by President Nixon's secret or not-so-secret audio tapes in which he asks who arranged for payments for the Watergate break-in.
Well, who is the asshole that did that? Is it Liddy? Is that the phone? He must be a little nuts.
Key fact number three. President Nixon resigned to avoid being impeached over the cover-up, not the ordering, but he was never found to be guilty, nor ever admitted guilt. Arizona Senator Barry Goldwater, who was present for President Nixon's farewell meeting, said of Nixon, "He just told us the country couldn't operate with a half-time president. Then he broke down and cried, and he had to leave the room. Then the rest of us broke down and cried." This has been 3 and 3. I'm Steven Crowder. If you want to learn more, you can peruse the references for this specific show at 3keyfacts.com or tune in to the hour-long daily show, Louder with Crowder, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Rumble, YouTube, or right here anywhere you get your podcasts.